Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Name an annoying thing that people base their entire personality around. This is from Reddit.
Vocal fry. All I know is I go on Reddit every day and find out what's annoying. Embrace that. It's amazing.
Someone on Reddit asked people to name annoying things people willingly let define them and base their whole personality around. For example, they say Disney adults.
Oh, God, I know a Disney adult. Oh,
yeah.
They
are obsessed with everything Disney. They make three trips to Disney a year.
And it's their only topic. Like, please stop talking about Disney princesses. You're 32 years old.
Wow, you really know someone, don't you?
Oh, my God. I want to choke her out.
Wow.
No. Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
So on Reddit, people were quick to throw out things that define a person's personality, like being a sports fan.
Oh.
You might be overly into the New England Pats. Who knows? You know, whatever.
You might be. Have some other things in your life.
They say it's not only men, though. Women are also defined by their favorite sports team.
Sure.
So it's
that can happen.
Your job.
Yeah.
When your whole identity is rocked because you lost your job, that's probably
you were probably
too
into it. Yeah.
Politics.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Please. Can people please stop being political? You didn't go to school for politics. You don't. All you know is the same stuff you're getting fed that everyone's getting fed. Like, please stop it. You don't have amazing insights. Now, just, you know, let's talk about the weather, anything but politics, please.
I agree with that. It shouldn't be the only thing you know how to talk about. And frankly, what I'd suggest, if I may, register to vote and then vote.
That's how you get your voice heard.
And yeah. And if you really are, you can't put it down and you really are into it, then run for office.
Sure.
And do us all a favor and share your knowledge with the rest of us.
That's right, Finn. And then when you talk, people will be there specifically to hear you talk about it.
Right.
They won't be like edging away and go, oh, I got to go to the bathroom. Oh, I need to refill my drink. I need to go jump off a cliff somewhere.
Run.
You'll be talking. You'll
for
be preaching
office.
To the choir. Amen.
Right.
Good call.
These are things that define people's grown-ups' personalities. Where you live, being proud is one thing. But people can take that too far. I don't know. I mean, there's
well,
nothing wrong with
it. Sometimes people will poop on other places because it isn't their place. You know?
Like Stockton?
Sure. You could poop on Stockton. we could spend time pooping on Stockton if you want to.
I'm kidding.
But
sorry, Stockton.
I know.
I just mean,
you know, Florida versus California. Or Massachusetts versus Maine.
I like the idea that, like, I like that you have Boston pride, even though you haven't lived in Boston for 40 years.
Right.
I like that you still love
not quite 40. I'm not that old. But 30.
How long
easy.
Has it been since you lived in Boston?
I left Boston in 1990, so 32 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
My bad. I was a little.
How dare you call me 65 instead of 55, Vinny?
The generation you're from. This is I've mentioned this before, because we've got these, like, we're now sitting in this incredible, the boomers are still here.
Yep.
People didn't used to live this long. There weren't these multi-generations, like, all roaming the earth at the same time for until now. Now we've got Gen Z, and I don't even know, we're working on A now?
Did we go back around to A?
I don't know. I have no idea. What is Edie? She's 4 years old. What generation would she be in?
I don't know.
I don't know either. But it's weird that we've got this many generations and people are like, well, I heard Mark Cuban say the other day, He said, the most disappointing generation is the boomers, and the best generation is Gen Z. And I went, whoa.
Oh.
Look at him dropping
Gen X
bombs.
All the way, baby.
I feel like Gen X didn't get enough done for the environment. We just sort of went.
Yeah, we yelled about it a lot, but we didn't really. Yeah, it's going to be up to your kids, Vin.
Yep.
Generation yes, it is. Alpha.
Well, your kid. Didn't alpha, your kid alpha. Come up with something to fix everything?
Oh, no. Well, yes, he's part of the firefighting effort.
Good.
We'll nice. See.
Keep it up.
We certainly don't want all that smoke and ash in the air, right?
Mm-hmm. They say shows and movies like Harry Potter fans who won't shut up about how they're from Hufflepuff or how they want to get an owl.
Yeah.
You know, just like Hedwig.
Sure.
I get that. Leviosa. People love stuff.
They do. But they're right to, you know, I like this Reddit thing because there's liking something and there's something defining who you are. Like you live, because you're never going to live. You're never going to Hogwarts. You're never going to be a Disney princess. These are unrealistic goals. In fact, there is no goal. You're just into it and you won't shut the F up about it. That's
I would say that you are very much like this, except that you have an attention span.
Of a gnat, yes.
Yeah, you have a short attention span. So you go, I made a tape wallet.
Mm-hmm.
And 6 months later, you have a massive sewing room and mm-hmm. you're picking up leather and building purses.
Yes.
And then there's just this like, poof, I'm over it.
I still sew, but definitely I was like a one-man factory.
Right.
For a while.
No, I know. And yeah. and that seems there's things that roll through for you. It's like
for
the
sure.
only constant is music.
Yeah,
that's
music
always
and
there.
John are my only two passions
oh, right,
that
sure.
are still that are always there. But yeah, no, I am like a person who burns through hobbies fast. And I'm in. Like, I love them. And then I'm just like, well, enough of that. Mm-hmm. I've done all the macrame I can do. And it's because I fill whole rooms with whatever I'm into. And then I'm like, well, that room's shot. Guess we got to build another room, honey. I'm into home decorating stuff, too.
The people on this list would say, if you just pace yourself, you might still have a hobby that you
pace
enjoy.
Pace myself? What's that? Who are these people? With their modicum of excitement.
Also on this list real fast is crypto, exercise, and your car. Like,
oh.
I'm a Tesla guy.
It's insufferable. Mm. Play that thing. I love Tesla. Oh, I'm an EV girl.
Today's show is brought to you by EVs, electric vehicles. Trust us. There's nothing better for the environment than a dead 1,000-pound lead battery.
Yeah. That's just good. That's just clever.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.